what he just said. Normally, that's a lame line, but big announcer guy just said it. This is the Jim Rome Show.
From Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Why am I saying that? Not out of any kind of ego. I'm saying that because there seems to be a lot of disagreement about the show itself. You know how I like to say, we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. You know how I often say the biggest topic on the show is the show itself. Today is a prime example of that. I could have done the entire program on last night's matchup between the Rams and the Raiders. I generally do not do a one-topic show. In fact, I never do, but I could have. That game was that dramatic in the end. Crappy game. Crappy game for most of the night, but the finish was so dramatic, I could do an entire program and 3 hours on that alone. However, Drizzle came in, and then V came in, and then Matt and LA came in. And now the topic is not last night's matchup. The topic is not any of the matchups coming up this weekend. Not the World Cup. Not the NBA. None of that. No. The topic is the show itself. And here's what I mean. Here's some of the reaction. Rome, did somebody say we just need Matt in LA and Paul's dog to call and we'll have the worst call day in show history? Don't forget about me. Regards, Parody Larry. You don't act like he's not on hold. But here's where we digress. Here's where we're in disagreement. Here's where you don't get it. Here's where I'm right and you're wrong. Normally, I would never say that. Normally, I would say, hey, you don't have to agree with me. You're entitled to your take. Sometimes I say, you're entitled to your take no matter how wrong your take is. This is one of those times. David in KC writes, is Jim trying to kill his show today? Why would I do that? Why would I ever try to kill the show? Why would I ever do anything to bring damage to my own brand or take food off my table or money out of my pocket? Why? How silly is that?
Why do I have to?
Is Jim trying to kill the show? Carlin Prescott, Drizzle and V are bringing the show down today. That's rich, Carl, because you always pick us up. How about this guy? Wells in the 720. Hey, Jim, you know you're a bad caller when you lose a beef to Matt in L.A. R.I.P. Sprinkles in Bichita. Here's my point. So many of you are rushing into saying, hey, dude, terrible show today. Hey, dude, terrible phone calls today. Hey, dude, they're bringing your show down. It's getting away from you. Get control of your show, Rome. You're wrong. These are not bad calls. And I'll tell you why. First of all, sometimes a really, really bad call is in fact a good call because it's so bad, i.e. V and the fee. That is a terrible call. I'll give you that. But you're not. It's not bringing the show down. That made the show better because that call was so bad, it was actually good. Next point, Drizzle. Drizzle's call was not a bad call. Drizzle's call was a good call. It just was. It was a very good call. Let's not confuse you hating a guy, not hating on, but literally hating a guy with it being a bad call. That was not a bad call. Don't come in here and say, why are you taking these calls? They're wrecking your show. They're not. Matt in LA. Terrible call, Rome. Why are you taking it? Actually, it wasn't a bad call. We have beef. The beef that I thought that nobody wanted. Matt in LA v. Sprinkles in Bichita. You can tell me that didn't make it better. It made it better. I know. How do I know? I'm the host of the show. I don't want to drop a name on you, but I'm going to drop a name on you. Jim Rome. Jim Rome. The Jim Rome Show. My show. I think I know what makes the show better and what makes the show worse. How do I know? I'm the host. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I've done it for like 900 years. I mean, some of you make no sense whatsoever. And then those of you who are talking about how bad these calls are, is if you could do any better. Yeah, I know the calls generally suck. That's why we don't take very many. That's why I determined early on in my business life, I would not let the callers determine the fate of my career. That's why I don't take phone calls. I wish they were better than me, but they're not. That's why I grind and I work and I come up with content every single day, because the callers generally, frankly, no offense, are not that good. Today's not one of those days. They're good. And my two cents worth. Matt's calls are about as good as the Raiders. But you could do better, Chris. Do better. Show me. You're too much. You're just wrong, all right? You're just wrong. Hey, Romy, you're always hammering us to call and make it better. Sounds easy enough, but not all of us can speak in Snoop Dogg, do crappy Scooby-Doo impressions, or talk about Alvin's sex life, which is obviously the standard these days. Give us back our jungle. Old school listener, Jeff C. in NC. Jeff, all right, so you're better than all that. Show me. Do better. Do better. All of you, do better. And again, this whole thing about give us back our show, your show. Give us back the old school. What exactly do you want back? You want me to do the same show I did in 1994? Can't do it. Can't do it. Cannot do it. And by the way, you don't have to, quote, speak in Snoop Dogg, do a crappy Scooby-Doo impression, or talk about Alvin's sex life. That's what those three allegedly do, and it works for them. Man, they've got their brand. They've got their angle. They're playing it. You do you. They're doing them. You do you. Them doing them is making it better. And it's taking me away from actual sports talk. Like I said, sometimes the biggest topic on the show is the show itself, but so many of you are so wrong. Why are we wrong, Rome? Because I said so. Because I said so. Why would I do something? Think of the logic of this. Why would I do something that would be bad for the show? It's how I feed my family. It's how the people who work for me feed their families. Why would I do that? I wouldn't. It's not bad for the show. Do better. Instead of this is a problem with society. You pointing out how wrong everything is. Why don't you take that same sense of urgency and that same energy and make it better? Take that same energy that you're using to say how bad somebody or something else is and make it better. Do better. Show me you're better. Instead of talking somebody else down and dragging somebody else, do something to better yourself. Make it better. Yeah, I know. It's a lot easier and more fun to say something sucks. You know what it is? It's lazy, man. It's lazy and it's whack and it's weak. Those guys were making it better. Either by making a good phone call or by making a phone call that's so bad it's actually good. All right, we clear? Can we move on? 1-800-636-8686. And again, for the record, apparently, if Paul's dog calls, we will have the official worst day ever on the phone lines. But he hasn't yet. Just checking some reaction really quickly. And there we go. That's the funny thing, too. I'm like, Parody Larry. Like Parody Larry is better than these calls. And the amusing thing to me is, y'all think he is. Most of you think that he is better than Matt. Most of you think that he is better than Drizzle. Most of you think that he is better than V. Haven't you already heard every one of Parody Larry's parodies? Most of the time, he's not even calling with a parody. He's calling with a bad take. And then doesn't get to the parody, because I've told him a million times, your gloss is not bad take Larry, it's Parody Larry. Don't set it up. Don't try and slide a bad take in, Larry. Yet you think that's better than V and Matt and Sprinkles. But he does have a parody, and he is on hold. Should I do it? I guess I have to at this point, right? Why the hell not? Let's go to Parody Larry. He insisted he has a parody. Lawrence, you played your way in. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Jim. This is for Nolans. Oh, them there Saints, let Tampa win. They let the Bucks go marching in. That old goat made him look like jackasses. Oh, them damn Saints just choked again. Blah, blah, blah.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
All right, so normally I would say, Alvin, why did you run it? But I don't need to. I know why you ran it, because it sucked. But, Alvin, I'll ask you, why did you run him? Dated material. Now, Larry's response would be, it's not dated material. You left me on hold for 2 weeks. Okay? It's dated material. When I come to you, make sure it's topical, or Alvin will run you. I thought you just ran him because it sucked. Hey, Larry, it's week 14. I mean, that'd be like me doing a Jim Rome's Big Head Bets podcast with picks from week 4. That'd make no sense. Larry, it's week 14. Your parodies have to reflect week 14 because it's week 14. Wow. All right, so now the show sucks. Now I would agree with you. I'll tell you who agrees with me. My man, the good brother, Carl Anderson's in. Yo, good brother, what's up? Besides you being the best bro ever, he writes, what do the clones know, Romy? This is the best day in the jungle ever. If you say so, respect. Now, let me tell you something. If the good brother says it's the best day ever in the jungle, then it's the best day in the jungle ever. The good brother knows all. What's up, good brother? Tell Cashy I said what's up. 1-800-636-8686. No, it was a good day. It was a really good day until y'all started bringing me down. I want to be very clear about this. One more thought. V did not bring me down. Drizzle did not bring me down. All of you saying that those were terrible phone calls are bringing me down. Matt in L.A. didn't even bring me down. Parody Larry kind of brought me down with his "When the Saints Come Marching In" riff. Larry, I always know what I'm going to get from Larry. That's the problem. Larry's not a bad dude. He's just bad at parodies. Okay, now I'll give you an example. There's another guy that does parodies, and you never you never know what you're going to get. John in Little Rock really is pretty much the epitome of an A or a D. He's not really an F guy. He's an F when his phone's bad. But John in Little Rock has done some really hilarious things, and he's done some things that are not hilarious at all. But he knows who he is, and you don't know what you're going to get. Parody Larry, I know what I'm going to get. A crappy parody. Garbage like you just heard. Every single time, without fail. There is no other gear. There's no way he steps his game up. It's always that. A garbage parody. No offense, Larry. I got no problem with you as a guy. Your parodies suck. They're just not good. Yet you're so relentless, and you keep coming back for more. So every once in a while, I'll throw you a little bone. Now, this guy, also known for parodies, you're never sure what you're going to get. I'm looking at the topic of this parody. I don't know how it's going to come off. It might be terrible, but I really like the idea conceptually. Let's find out. We go to Little Rock, Arkansas. John in Little Rock. What's cracking, John?
Let's get ready for B. We got beef, you got beef. You want beef, we got beef. You want beef, we got beef. With Matt and Drizzle, they're throwing blows and taking elbows. They off the hizzle. Want beef, we got beef. Right in the jungle, who's gonna keep the ball? Who's going to fumble? Want beef, we got beef. With anything out there, they're ripping each other's faces off and pulling out hair. You want beef? You want beef? We got beef.
I like it. John and Little Rock. You want beef? We got beef. Matt and Drizzle. That's better. Like I said, you never know what you're going to get from that guy. That's all right. I'll tell you what I like about that. It's a reaction parody. It's something that happened in the program. That's not Larry sitting on some parody that sucked for 2 weeks. That's not Larry sitting on something that went down in week 8 and we're sitting here at week 14. That's John in Little Rock reacting to a beef which took place earlier in the program and then turned that into whatever he turned it into, whatever the hell that was. And then you're going to try and hate on that guy. That also makes it better. That works. You're just wrong. All right? I'm the first one to own if the show sucks. I know. You do 5 shows a week, and unlike a lot of other hosts, I'm a single host on a 3-hour program. Almost nobody does this anymore. It's hard. On top of that, I've got all these podcasts that I do off the air. Also hard. So I'm not going to lie. I understand that not every single show is killer. I understand that not every single show is a dominant program. There are days when I walk out of the studio and say, you know what? That kind of sucked. Not because we were lazy. Not because we didn't prepare. It just kind of sucked. It happens. Today's not that day. You know, I go back to that other guy who said, hey, Rome, Matt in L.A., V, and Drizzle. No. Actually, it was Drizzle and V and the Fee. All we need now is Paul's dog and Matt in L.A., and we have the worst call day ever. And then Matt in L.A. called. So what I said was, great, awesome. All we need now is that pooch to call, and then apparently it's officially the worst call day in show history. All we need is the dog. All we need is the dog. Where's the dog? Oh, looky here. Line 5. Let's go to the phones. Because now, apparently, according to at least one clone, it is officially the worst call day in the history of this talk show because we go to Paul's dog. Paul's dog. What's up, Pooch?
I am Paul's dog. If you don't like me, I'll drop a log on your front lawn. Your lame pigs all make me yawn. Nobody likes me. Ren, I don't care.
Rack him. How about that, dude? With a parody. Incredible. And then you're going to come in here and go, hey, Rome, that's the worst call ever. Hey, Rome, you wrecked my Friday. Hey, Rome, what happened to your talk show? Hey, Rome, you'll be lucky if you have a show on Monday. Now, you know what? I bet I get a 3-year extension on Monday based on today. Nice job. Look at that dog coming in like that. That was so great. All right, so now it's officially the worst call day ever. They've all called. You happy? I am. I'm happy with this walk-off show on a Friday. Still ahead, Alvy's week that was. Nice job, Pooch. Thanks for picking me up. Good job, good effort. Good dog. Good dog. Good boy. Good boy. Good dog. Want to play fetch? Still ahead, Alvin's week that was. Probably next segment, Alvy. Because Jordan Poyer is coming up. The ATP. Alvy's week that was. And Jordan Poyer. And believe this, this is not the worst call day ever. It's actually one of the better call days. It is. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Calling all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes and are eligible to receive a refund of up to $26,000 per an employee. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com. Hey, Jim, been listening since the 90s. Oh, wait a minute. It's from Mike in Jacksonville. Dude, are you kidding me? you've been listening since the 90s and you still do not understand the show. I'm going to skip his terrible take and go right to what he writes at the very end. Have a good weekend. There's always the next show. No, Mike, you have a good weekend. There's always your next terrible contribution. This is the same guy who said, hey, man, I don't want that podcast stuff. Just give me the picks. Wow, dude. I'm not even going to read. I'm gonna spare you, dude, another one of your terrible takes, because that's one of your worst ones right there. Have a good weekend. There's always the next show. Oh, thanks, Mikey. Thanks for picking me up. You know what there is? There's always the next horrible contribution from you. That's what there is, Mike. You have a great weekend. Hey, Avi, speaking of weeks, how about that week that was, Avi? Bam! Just like that, Monday morning, what's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Hope you had a great weekend. Nice to have you here. Man, there was an awful lot to process from yesterday in the NFL. San Fran managed one of the best wins of the NFL season in beating Miami. All that said, you wouldn't know any of that this morning because of the blast in the package.
Yeah! He's very relevant now. Brock Purdy takes over for the injured Jimmy Garoppolo.
The good news is, Niner fan, the guy played some, didn't he? The moment did not seem too big. The stage did not seem too big. He handled himself.
Sadly, you know, just keep Jimmy in operation.
That was a really nice win for them.
Richard Sherman is joining us. Baker Mayfield wanted a release, and he got it. Would he be a better option than Purdy?
No. No, you do not. You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in. I do not believe in Baker Mayfield.
Oh, that's going to do it.
They don't have to deal with them. They have to deal with you. You and Joseph don't have to deal with Patrick. Patrick has to deal with you and Joseph. You're damaging my vocal cords. Let's be honest. I make my living speaking. Wipe those tears.
And this is your quarterback.
Every quarterback on the roster is already in the portal. Why not? He just introduced his son as the starting quarterback. They probably were climbing over each other to get to the portal.
He's going to have to earn it.
He is? Walker Zimmerman's joining us. Would you like to see him continue as coach?
Yeah, I mean, he's the one who gave me a chance, really, getting a lot of games in with the national team. We're proud of him and thankful that he kind of selected us as players. We'll see what happens.
Touchdown pass by Brady!
Just like we drew it up.
Stop it. Just like we drew it up. This thing on? Hey, I heard Baker might be there. Did you know Giselle was a Baker? Yeah, I broke up with her because she was too needy. Trent Dilfer is joining us.
We will be in the college football playoff. We're not going to talk about like we want to be in the college football playoff. We will be in the college football playoff. We'll just be considered one of the best programs in the country. I don't know any other way of doing it.
Spark, hear the crones, banging up the phones. Crazy be enough, hey, Bella B. Rachel, Harry back, Dale Harris, that whack. Rick is a futz, Pick and Milk out sucks. James appropriating, Ralphie's procreating. Chalk is a vamp, Rick is a grip, Jungle Tourette's, Phoenix head fetch, rim, 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 rim. That Caroline game is hard, dog.
Twitter. Certainly Duke is Duke, and he doesn't like Paul's dog.
Never.
Certainly Duke is Duke. He's complaining about Paul's dog
more than Wally Cleaver.
If you want to show your holiday card on national TV, send it to rome@habitake.com. No profanity, no drugs, no alcohol consumption, no amateur pornography. Stay classy, clones.
Christy Alley.
It's a really big crown. Grab a vine, meltdown, Van Smack, bam, right there. There it is. The Death Pool. Look, there's a Band-Aid with somebody in the middle of it and the Jungle Death Pool.
There it goes!
You lost out on Aaron Judge, Frisco fan.
Hey, Frisco fan.
You might get stuck like this. What if I came in tomorrow and said, hey, welcome to the jungle, and you'd be like, hey, dude, that bit's not funny anymore. And I would say, I know, right?
Twitter.
Does this mean no apparatus in my Christmas card? Unfortunate. Abby, you don't have your apparatus in your Christmas card. Rogan Loam's yellow lettuce. Bro, you look ridiculous.
Jim, my beef is with the mailman who proceeds to take a dump on the fourth hole.
Michelle, come on.
Now my beef is with wide right-hand turn guy.
I got a beef with these people that can't figure out how to use the ATM machine.
My beef is with people that complain about their schedule.
My beef is with DoorDash customers who give us drivers a low rating because they requested no tomatoes in their burger. We're not cooking your food. We're delivering it.
Looking forward to Mad Max Crosby and Chandler Jones putting Butcher Mayfield into the ground like Tonya Harding.
A PA announcer here who incessantly
immediately screams whose house, and he wants him to. Well, no, I hate it. He wants to say. He wants him to say Ram's house.
Chauncey Billups, what did you think when the school shot its shot, convinced Coach Prime to take over that football program?
Oh my goodness, you know I'm excited, man. You know I'm excited for Prime, big time shot in the arm for us.
I'm sending a brand new whip, getting ready to buy a house bigger than yours. So when you want to crack on me, I'm living better than you. Grow the hell up.
Sprinkles in Wichita.
You want beef? We got beef.
Please stop crying.
Go play intramurals.
Let's go, Jim, baby. I'll come on anytime and breathe some fire. Let's go.
I appreciate you. Anytime. Good to see you again.
I'm in Ross.
We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it.
I just pulled root for 18 minutes.
Created and invented a whole lexicon when it comes to radio talk shows.
Thanks so much for having me on, Jim.
Appreciate the opportunity. Beat Navy.
Really appreciate you having me on, Jim. Go Bearcats.
Send us your holiday cards.
Buenas noches, ahora mismo.
Good night now.
Como se dice, let's go. Vamos, Alvy. The legend, Alvin DeLauro. When we return, we are scheduled to speak to Buffalo Bills safety Jordan Poyer. On top of that, I might get an ATP in, so if there's something you want to ask me, ask away. Do it right now. Hit us up. And you never know. Because it's been one of the better phone call days, I'm going to open up the phone lines one last time because there might be some time on the back end, or as I'm efforting Jordan Poyer coming off the practice field, you might get through. 1-800-636-8686. It's... Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. One last segment. Having a great day. Having a great day. So today I'm doing a couple of things on the program that I normally do not do. Generally, as a matter of format, we do not have a guest in the second segment or a guest in the last segment, but I make allowances for certain guests. In the second segment, I made an allowance for Chauncey Billups. I hadn't spoken to him in a number of years. No brainer. Now we have a guest in our last segment, also a no brainer. You get a chance to talk to this guy, you know I will whenever. He lets me know. I don't let him know. He is a safety for the Buffalo Bills. Of course, played his college ball at Oregon State, drafted way back in 2013. First team All-Pro last year, having a big year this year. 41 tackles, 4 INTs in 8 games. Buffalo's 9-3. They're in first in the East. They're hosting the Jets. Good game on Sunday. Jordan Poyer is my guest. Jordan, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. I appreciate you always for having me on, man.
Appreciate you, dude, very much. Jordan, thanks for saying so. Listen, I want to talk ball with you, but I want to talk about this story first that I saw. This was not a condition. Nobody said I had to bring this up. It's so awesome, though. You were involved with a young fan named Logan. I know you're not looking to make this about you, Jordan, but it's such a great story. Who is Logan, and why did he write you a letter?
Yeah, Logan, he's a sixth grade kid at East Aurora Middle School here in Buffalo, New York. And he wrote me a letter. I think it was Monday, and I was in the building on Tuesday. So my team just got the letter to me on our day off. I had just finished the day, really, and I read the letter. It was very thoughtful of him. It was very just well detailed, and you could tell he put a lot of work and time into writing the letter. And the video shows he wrote the letter to me because Josh Allen gets too much spotlight. So he thought as a defensive player, you know, defensive guys should get some spotlight too. So I was laughing reading the letter. And like I said, I had nothing else to do that day. So I hit my team up and asked if I could just go surprise the kid at school. And like you said, I wasn't really expecting it to be, you know, a huge ordeal. I just wanted to go over to the school and kind of raise the kid's spirits up a little bit. He had been going through some things at school and, you know, and they just wanted to show up there, kind of surprise them. And, you know, it was really awesome to be a part of. I'm in a position in my career where I've built this platform to be able to, you know, just change people's lives like that, whether it's just saying hello or even going to a school and seeing a kid. And just to see the smile on his face, and we talked for a good 30, 35 minutes. I got him a jersey. He's actually, I think, coming to the Miami game in a couple of weeks. And so it was just really cool to be a part of and take part of. And like I said, it was just kind of random. I didn't really plan it. Like I said, just wanted to show up and give the kids some positive vibes and positive spirits. And he's a great kid.
Good for you, dude. I'm smiling right now. I've seen the video. It's so awesome. It's so great. Like, the kid comes out of swim practice, and he sees you, and he's like, Jordan Poyer! Like, you couldn't believe it. You surprised him.
Right.
For those, really quickly, those who don't know, he was going through some things. Maybe he was a victim of bullying. Like, what did the two of you talk about? What was your message to him?
Yeah, I just wanted him to stay positive and always remind him that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of you, what anybody else says about you. You know, as long as you can keep the confidence in yourself and keep the confidence in, you know, the people around you. I told him he had a great supporting system with the superintendents that were there, the counselors that were there, that were all talking to, you know, all in the room with us. And, you know, just continue to encourage him to stay positive and not care what other people think of him or what other people saying about him. Because at the end of the day, none of it's going to matter. None of it does matter. And I like to apply the same type of stuff and what I do in the league. You know, people are going to say one week, you know, you're the best ever, and the next week they're going to say you're the worst ever. So just being able to balance that and not really care, you know, what other people are saying and just continue to stay positive. And that was really my message to him.
I love it. Jordan Poyer joining us. You know, to that point when the Bills dropped that wild game to the Vikings, to the point you're making right now, that was your second straight loss. Then all of a sudden, there are those questions. Like, 2 weeks earlier, you were given the Lombardi, right? And then 2 weeks later, it's like, what's wrong with these guys? What's it say about the resolve of the team that you rebounded the way you have with three wins away from home in about 12 days?
Yeah, I mean, that's just it talks about the resiliency of this team. And I mean, the games that we lost, obviously, you know, heartbreakers. You know, you'd like to have some of those plays back. And, you know, if you, you know, look back at one or two plays, you know, we could easily be, you know, 12-0 as much as we are 9-3, just one or two plays here or there in the game. But like I said, nobody blinked in those situations. And we had a, you know, after we lost that Vikings game, we had a tough stretch of games with three road games basically in a row with the snowstorm. But it just shows a lot about the culture that we have here, the resiliency of the guys that we have here. Nobody blinked, and we boys just put their head down and continue to work. And, you know, now we're sitting in a good spot. Obviously, got a lot of football left to be played, but, you know, got to sitting in a good spot with a good football team coming here this weekend that we got to have, you know, take advantage of the opportunity.
Jordan Poyer is joining us. Speaking of heartbreaking, listen, it's part of the game, but initially reports when Von Miller got hurt, it sounded like maybe it's a week, maybe it's 2 weeks. Then you come to find out that he's got a torn ACL and he's done for the rest of the year. How stunned or shocked were you when you heard that message or that news? And have you discussed it with him since it happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was just shocked as everybody else. We came into the team meeting room. Nobody really knew or had any idea that, you know, coach was going to come in there and say Von was going to be done for the season. Because I think we all heard the same news that, you know, everybody else is hearing. You know, he's on IR, be out for 4 weeks. But, you know, we got the news. I think everybody was kind of shocked and surprised. I know I was. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, Von's a great teammate, a great friend, man, just a great leader in our locker room that's, you know, it's hard to replace. But at the same time, I think he'd be the first to tell you that, you know, it's part of the game. When I hurt my elbow early on in the season, you know, just having conversations with him, just about being positive, you know, through it all. There's nothing that you can do about it now. You just got to accept it and move on and get yourself ready to play when that opportunity presents itself. And so, you know, I know he's in a good place. I know he said that on his on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. He's in a good place. Our team, you know, like I said, it's a great opportunity for other guys like Greg Rousseau, AJ Epineza, Boogie Basham. You know, you go down the line of guys, another great opportunity for those guys to be able to step up.
You guys do have depth, and those young guys are playing big this year. Jordan Poyer is joining us. Jordan, you mentioned the opportunity this week. You've got the Jets coming in, and they got you a few weeks back. I'm curious, how different is that Jets offense with Mike White under center? And does that feel like a team to you that's different in the sense that they're energized and playing with a greater sense of urgency since they made that switch to him?
Yeah, that's exactly how I was going to answer this question, because I've got asked it earlier in the week in the media, and it just definitely seems like the team itself is playing with higher energy at a higher level. You know, Mike White, he's playing good football. He's getting the ball out of his hands quick to his playmakers and letting them make plays. Obviously, with the threat of Garrett Wilson, it's becoming one of his favorite targets, and then obviously his backside of the backfield. They got really good running backs in the run game and in the pass game. So he's making decisions. He's getting the ball out of his hands quick. And you know, like last week they were down, I think 17, they were down 17 points, and, you know, they had a chance. He brought them back. They had a chance to win the game at the end of the game. And, you know, he threw a pick, probably a ball he wants back. But at the end of the day, he got him a chance to have an opportunity to win it. So he's playing the ball. That team is playing a lot better with him, under center. You know, it's going to be our job to be able to affect him in ways and try to take advantage of opportunities when they present itself.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Garrett Wilson. I was going to ask you about him. He's a young dude, but he strikes me as being pretty dangerous. What do you think of his game and his route running?
Yeah, I mean, he has so much feel for the game and the way he runs his routes. You know, he sticks his routes. He can run almost seems like any route in the route and on the route tree. And I think I said earlier this week, I don't see why, you know, in a couple of years he couldn't be a top receiver in the league. Just a guy like who has a lot of feel, and even his run after catchability, his ability to catch the ball and break tackles and make people miss. You know, like I said, he's got a great feel for the game, and Mike White's feeding him the ball, so he's somebody that we definitely have to keep an eye on.
Hey, Jordan, let me ask you something. Like, your contract is up at the end of the year, and I know what you'll say, and I believe this. I know you love it there. I know you're focused exclusively on the challenge in front of you, and it's not about you. But let me ask you this. Is it not human nature to at least wonder what's going to happen in the future? Is it not in the least in the back of your mind? How are you approaching that?
Of course it is. I mean, these are my boys out here. These are my teammates out here. And I love them to death. I feel like this is just a part of me, and it'll always be a part of me. Really, no matter what happens after this year. So, you know, it does, you know, creep into your mind a little bit, you know, all the what ifs. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm trying to really just be with my guys right now and really play for these boys on this team. That's all that matters to me, is me being able to go out there and play my best for the guys on this team, because that's all that really matters to me is my teammates. Whatever happens after this year, look, I mean, it's a business. I know it's a business. That's the first thing they tell you when you come into the league. And so, you know, obviously, yeah, this has been home for a long time. But I understand, you know, what happens, what's going to happen at the end of the year. There's going to be some decisions made. And, you know, I might be part of it. I might not be part of it. In the day, I'll keep moving forward, and you know, I'll have a chance somewhere else.
I was going to say, so a quick follow. Like, it's not the only team you've played for, so we understand this. It is a business. You understand that. And I know you love it there. And I'm not looking for you to give up any leverage whatsoever, but would you like to finish your career there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, I feel like the guys that have been here since, you know, 2017, we've just built this culture, I've built this camaraderie with the guys. I've learned to love the community of Buffalo, you know, just the fans out here, the great people, great fans. And I love playing, like I said, with my teammates on the field. We've built such a great relationship, you know, on and off the field. And, I mean, you know, I know I'm more on the back side of my career, but at the same time, I still feel like I got a lot of football left. And so whether that's going to be here, whether that's going to be somewhere else, I'll accept it. And, you know, I know I'll put everything that I had into this organization.
I'll say it myself. You do have a lot of football left, and they love you there. And I know the community loves you there. Jordan Poyer, my guest. Jordan, I really do appreciate that. I always love talking to you. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And that's how you end the weekend. That's how you end a show, man. Thanks so much for doing that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Jim. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Jordan Poyer. It's just such a class act, and represents that team, that organization, that community, that league so well. Such good dude. You know, normally you see things like the player that reaches out to the kid and there's somebody there to roll tape on it and you have that moment and it's kind of manufactured and it's sweet. This is only part of that. Like, he didn't expect that to be a thing, but it was documented and it's actually awesome. It's really awesome. Like, this kid's being bullied, apparently. And the letter he wrote to Jordan is awesome, too. Like he said, I think the quarterback gets too much of the limelight. You're not getting enough. I'm dealing with some things. I know, actually, Jordan did not get into this, but this young man, Logan, said, I know some of the things that you've gone through. You've been open about that. I'm going through some things myself. Your plight is helping me. You're one of my favorite players. And this is what this kid, like a sixth grade kid, is laying out. And Jordan was so moved and so touched by it and said, hey, listen, that school, we could probably get there. Why don't we just show up and surprise him? And he did. And the video is just so cool. And it's just a really feel-good moment. This kid comes out of this room after swim practice. And like I said, he's like, Jordan Poyer! Like, can you imagine being a sixth grade kid and one of your idols is in the hallway at school when you're already a kid probably dealing with some stuff? That would have been like me being in sixth grade or whatever year it was and coming out of the locker room, you know, being a nerd, being maladjusted, not having a lot of confidence, and me being like, Ron Say! Would have been the best. Gail Goodrich! Jordan's a good, good dude like that. So, that's why I wanted to end that way. How about a quick ATP? Hi, Jim. For Alvin's Year in Review,
Does he save clips as the year goes on, or does he dedicate hours and hours closer to the day that it's time to get it done? Typically, Bella, another great question. Alvy, do you cram for the final? Alvin says it's both, CNC, cram and collect. Also, he put up a jungle suggestion box last night on Twitter. Check it out, at Alvin DeLauro. If you've got a moment over the last year that you want us to reset, hit him up on Twitter. The Year in Review is Friday, December 23rd, at Alvin DeLauro. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. So let me ask you this. If this is the worst call day ever, why can you not get through right now? Why is every line lit? Because it's one of the best call days of the year. That's why. My thanks to our two guests. We had Jordan Poyer just there. Chauncey Billups, Trailblazers head coach. A couple of podcasts to listen to. The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. Brand new, fresh episode dropped this morning. Look for that. And Eddie George on the JR Podcast. Have a great weekend. We're out.